We deal a lot with triage, so people come to us when things have already gotten to the worst. And I can tell you right now that one of the most effective things we see is an active and humane response on tech partners' side. That is one of the most effective things, and it's also often sorely lacking. This requires proper moderation, which takes into account things like intersexual feminism. So terms of service taking into effect things like the fact that trans women often face a very specific type of violence called dead naming, where people post pre-transition names in an effort to intimidate, harass, and endanger their lives. Things like they need to be trained in things like the way domestic violence can manifest online, because the viral nature of the internet can take all of the goodness about things like marketing, things like grassroots activism, and apply it to domestic abuse just as easily as you saw in my case. Or maybe you didn't, but yeah. Well-trained responders, and that's not just in tech companies, but as well as law enforcement, that don't end up re-victimizing the person dealing with this, as is so common in domestic abuse and other sorts of abuse, which is also, again, not often found. And supportive social networks that don't downplay what's happening, that don't tell them to just get offline and hide, which we've seen in cases like Kathy Sierra's, doesn't actually even work. Mental health professionals, because oftentimes these sort of things will not be taken seriously. One of my own agents, I had to call his healthcare provider because they thought he was schizophrenic, that people like me didn't exist, and that that a bunch of anonymous people doing this to somebody wasn't possible. In terms of prevention, education about even just digital self-defense, since we are so far behind on this issue, can keep people safe, whether that's training people on what doxing is, which is when people find your home address and post it online, encouraging further action against you or to intimidate and harass you. Things like swatting, where people call in false police reports to your local department, hoping that there will be people erroneously dispatched to your location to harass you further. Just basic things like digital security. A lot of people probably, maybe even in this room, probably still use the same password for everything. And in 2015, we have no excuse to keep doing that. We also need to see, again, these effective terms of service that take all of the different ways that different people from different layers of marginalization or geographical location experience online harassment. We need people that are actually belonging to these demographics working in these departments, so it's not just an echo chamber of a bunch of people that are already in tech deciding what happens to the rest of us. Proper legislation that talks to people like me and people that live on and work online, that doesn't destroy vital things like anonymity, which may seem like a big, bad, scary thing since a lot of people do use it for harmful purposes, but it's also the thing that protects activists like me. It's the thing that protects people that have mental illness from the stigma that speaking out about it comes with, so that they can find community. It's a thing that helps people that are discovering their own gender identities and their own sexualities talk with other people without fear of reprisal, and often violent reprisal. So making sure that people who live and work online and understand these nuances are involved with every step of this is crucial. Otherwise, we'll see more embarrassing statements about series of tubes in governmental bodies. We need people to actually enforce their own terms of service and shut down bad actors, bad faith websites. There are numerous places that host non-consensual pornography and make a profit off of this. There are individuals on services like YouTube that have made a living off of abusing people like Anita and I, who monetize this, who see the mobs, who aren't anonymous, who raise their funds this way to continue attacking, stalking, and harassing us, because it's a cottage industry at this point. And all of these things need to be taken into account and might be difficult to understand from the outside. So if there's one takeaway from all that I can push for, is please involve people who are in tech doing this work already in every step of the way. It requires all of our, like, so many different prongs. The three-pronged approach is absolutely correct. And it just involving tech literacy at every level is super important to make sure we don't move in a wrong direction and with the best intentions at heart.